In the last few years, two major television series have made Charlotte their home, and The Hunger Games was the biggest blockbuster ever to set up in the region. All that has heightened interest in the debate over whether to extend North Carolina's film incentives. They expire at the end of next year. WFAE's Julie Rose found that neither side is spinning the full story of these incentives, so today she begins a two-part series to explain. But first, this trailer.
In a world where big Hollywood tax incentives did not exist, North Carolina saw its share of films. Dirty Dancing, Bull Durham, The Last of the Mohicans. Then Canada wanted in on the action.
Canada started offering financial incentives, and the industry pretty much overnight picked up and went international.
By 2009, nearly every state was offering incentives. North Carolina had to sweeten its deal just to keep up, and it paid off.
Just good old-fashioned revenge.
Iron Man 3 took home the biggest incentives check in the state's history. And there's no limit to what the state can spend luring Hollywood. Will it continue? Stay tuned.
Okay, so that's a bit dramatic. But the surge in North Carolina's spending on film incentives is impressive. In 2010, payouts to production companies from the state's general fund totaled $9 million. Last year, the total was $69 million. The state will reimburse 25% of what a production spends on goods, services, and crew wages in North Carolina. They have to spend at least $250,000, and the maximum incentive they can get is $20 million. Iron Man 3 was the first to hit that cap. The result, according to the North Carolina Film Office, is more than $1 billion spent filming in the state since 2007. Some of it going to people like Rick Paris at H&S Lumber in Charlotte.
They used 50 miles of 1x4s on that movie.
The Hunger Games? Mm-hmm. You provided all 50 miles?
Mm-hmm. We'd go up there 7, 8, 9 times a day. Once you get them, you know, you don't want to ever lose them.
Hunger Games kept H&S Lumber afloat during the recession. Paris has added 3 full-time employees to keep up with the demands of Hollywood. But it's a high-maintenance, time-sensitive business. Movies especially. They dump loads of cash for a few weeks or months, and then they're gone. Television series stick around much longer, and that's been the big development in Charlotte since Showtime's Homeland chose the city as a less expensive double for Washington, D.C. 2 years ago.
I'm Jillian Albinski. I'm the prop master on Homeland.
The shelves in her prop warehouse are piled to the ceiling with everything you'd need for a parallel universe of spies and terrorists.
This is the baby. The bomb vest from season 1.
There is nothing left to think about. Clench your teeth. Say the holy words. Remember Isa.
Now, most of the props Albinski rounds up are far more mundane. Duffel bags, cameras, teapots.
You know, we spend a lot of time out at North Lake and down at South Park, walking around and shopping.
Last year, Homeland reported spending $9 million on props, costumes, set materials, and other goods in North Carolina. Another $5 million went to services like accountants and dry cleaners. And nearly $16 million went into wages and benefits for crew, like Albinski.
There's almost nobody on the set getting less than $20 an hour.
Health benefits are included in the contracts. The lifestyle's a grind, typically 14-hour days for 6 or 7 months. At the end, crew members will have earned an average of $50,000. Then it's on to the next project. Since 2007, the state's population of full-time film workers has more than doubled to some 4,000 people, according to the North Carolina Film Office. Dale Williams handles hiring and spending for the CBS show Under the Dome, which is filming in Wilmington. She says productions hire locally as much as possible because it's cheaper than bringing someone from out of town who has to be put up in a hotel and paid a per diem.
It's like every other, you know, major corporation. Financial decisions basically dictate where these projects go.
And right now, North Carolina is looking a little less attractive. The film incentives program is set to expire at the end of next year. None of the big-name productions that have filmed in North Carolina of late would have come without them. But do they leave behind the kind of long-term benefits North Carolina demands of other industries that get incentives? Brent Lane of UNC's Keenan Institute thinks not.
Why should every industry and every business and every consumer in North Carolina pay higher taxes so that a few people get highly subsidized jobs on a temporary basis?
Tomorrow, we'll explain how it's possible that millions of dollars in movie studio spending translates to a loss for the state government's bottom line. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.